On this episode of Morningside 48224, we're going to Belfort, where three generations of women in my family have lived for over 30 years. So I'm Treece Clark, and what I do is kind of hard to explain. I guess I would say I'm a self-taught artisan. So by trade, kind of, I make jewelry, do metalsmithing, and some foundry work. Also transitioning into more home decor and design things. So I'll build different furniture pieces or props for events. I also am the manager at, or the warehouse manager at Arts and Scraps, which is a nonprofit that's in the Morningside community that teaches STEM through arts integration. So we take a bunch of recycled materials and we turn it into STEM projects or any like DIY project that you can think of. So I grew up in Morningside on Belfort, went to Michigan State, so lived in Lansing for a while, came back to Morningside, and now I live about 10 minutes away from the community itself. A lot of people in my family are drawn to living on the same street. So my maternal great-grandmother bought a house on Belfort. My paternal grandmother was already living on the same block, but they never knew each other because they just missed each other. They may have moved on the same street, maybe a few years apart. So then my paternal grandmother moved up the street. Yeah. And then my parents actually met by them living on Belfort. My mom had to walk past my grandmother's house to get to the bus stop to go to King every day. So she met him like walking back from the bus stop. So you're going to meet my mother, Tamiko Clark, and my paternal grandmother, Patricia Robinson. We'll get back to the street, Belfort. But before we get there, we need to tell you how we arrived here. Yeah, so my mom is a teacher at Persian. She teaches history. So you'll hear that kind of in her spiel.
I am Tamiko Clark. And this is my family's Belfort story. It's pretty much a history lesson in a way. My grandparents met in Atlanta, Georgia. My grandmother did domestic work. One day, while she was at work, my granddad saw her outside and asked if she knew where the nearest phone was. So she walked him to the phone. He was in town visiting his mother. They exchanged addresses. Yes, addresses, I know. And then he decided to court her through the mail. He even sent the ring by mail. This was in the late 40s when they married and moved to the city of Detroit. There were only a few neighborhoods where blacks could live, so my family moved on Lima near Hastings Street into a two-family flat that my granddad owned. There they had a total of 6 children. My mother was the youngest. However, once the Federal Highway Act of 1956 was passed, and soon after, my family had to move to make way for I-75. I-75 displaced probably close to 6,000 black families. So fast forward to the late 80s, 87 to be exact, Chrysler wanted to build their Jefferson plant. So once again, my family was faced with the fact that they had to move. And once again, fortunately, they would be able to completely cover the cost for a new house. I remember looking at houses with my grandmother. I actually picked the house on Belfort. When we first moved, our neighborhood was pretty diverse. We had a very strong block club. We had regular block club meetings, parties, and even had private snow removal services. We knew all of our neighbors and we looked out for each other. We babysat each other's kids, you name it. And even some of the neighbors vacationed together. Now, present day, 2018, if you ride up Belfort, looks like a different neighborhood altogether. There's so many vacant homes. There's so many homes that have been torn down as well. The people back then took pride in their homes. as well as their yards. Now some people park on their front lawns. This is not the South. It will take a lot to bring Belfort back to its former glory. With a lot of help, it's possible.
So it's not only about family and legacy, it's also about, I guess, the change in climate in Detroit itself, with the housing market and not really knowing why your family was displaced. Because hearing the story when my mom talked about the different acts and different things that were being built, I didn't think of that being little and my friends were moving away. Just thinking like, okay, they're moving and I'm never going to see them again type thing.
Well, my Belfort story is this.
My grandmother is a retired city employee. She used to work in the city county building, and her office was down the street from the mayor's office.
My name is Patricia Robinson.
The famous pet.
I moved on Belfort, 4320 Belfort, from Crane Street in 1976. At that time, it was very few Black people that live in the neighborhood. We purchased a house. Our attorney purchased a house. It was in his name. And make a long story short, he really wasn't paying the notes and stuff like he should have been paying. It was a very nice house. It had a swimming pool, and it was just beautiful. We bought it from, I think the previous owners was a doctor. We eventually lost that house down there at 4320 Belfort. In 1983, I moved to where we are now, and the house was purchased, paid cash for by my, what do I call him? by my husband, I should say. And he paid cash for it. And at that time, we purchased the house. We paid
$3,500.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, $3,500. At the time when we first moved over here across Alter Road, I had never even been this far east. Never knew this existed, because we always go on the freeway to Eastland. And I was really surprised. It was just like going to a whole new city, you know, and the beauty of the place. It was just fascinating to see a neighborhood like this, so well kept, and, you know, and the houses so beautiful. And the neighborhood began to change. Really started changing in the late 80s. We saw the neighborhood change from the beautiful neighborhood that was, you know, little crime. Everybody got along. It was peaceful. We didn't have no break-ins and all the stuff that we see today. And the neighborhood has really changed over the years. You've just seen how the neighborhood had went down. Our block is still pretty much in good shape, but all of the surrounding, we didn't have any vacant houses. Now on our block, we have maybe four vacant houses. As soon as they become vacant, they seem to get fixed up and renovated, and we end up with different new neighbors. We still have a couple of families across the street that are still white, but basically everybody in the neighborhood is Black. The kids have grown up and moved out, and the parents are still there. I've been here over maybe say close to 34, 35 years.
What's your most, a memory that stands out to you about living on the East Side and living in Morningside community?
Well, I can say that my neighbors, the people that I've met, in my neighborhood, whether they were black and white and our block, everybody like was like a little family. Like I said, I've been here and I will continue to stay here, you know, and after I leave here, I hope that my family will continue to keep this as a family home.
So you heard my grandma's Belfort story and also my mother's. So mine is a kind of a mix between the two because they're talking about 70s and 80s and I was born in 90. My family actually lived up the street from one another. So my paternal grandmother lived closer to Mac. My maternal great-grandmother lived closer to East Warren. I lived with my great-grandma, my mom and I did, because my mom was a teenager when she had me. My most memorable thing about growing up in the community is that I would tend to my grandmother's roses with her. She had a little pail with all of her shovels and gloves, and she even got me a little pair of gloves, and we would go back and we would like trim the weeds around her roses and tulips and replant evergreens. And down the street at my grandmother's house, in the backyard, there was a pear tree, a cherry tree, there was a grapevine, and in the front yard there was an apple tree. And in the summers, my cousins and I, we would climb the cherry tree to get the most ripe ones from the top before the birds got them. In our neighborhood, it was really like a car show. Like the younger guys, they would have, you know, their old schools out doing donuts in the middle of the street. It was just a great place to be. Getting older, definitely felt in the community that we were middle class. I thought that everyone owned their houses. Now when I look at it, none of the families that I grew up around are around, maybe a few of them, but a lot have moved to other parts of Detroit or even Georgia. A lot of my friends' families have moved to like Georgia, Arizona. My best friend, who I used to walk to school with, her and I still talk. Couldn't imagine growing up being anywhere but the east side of Detroit. I would love to move back. I actually work in the neighborhood that I grew up in, so I'm really excited to move back on maybe Belfort, because I have been seeing some houses that I'm interested in. Support for Morningside 48224 is provided by the Knight Foundation.